Welcome to another episode of the Mining and Technology Podcast. Today, we're diving into some ambitious and honestly exciting changes coming to the resource management space, specifically the rollout of the AMT system.
Yeah, and by AMT, we're talking about streamlining those heavy, complicated asset management processes. It's a lot more interesting than it sounds, I promise.
Exactly. For those who deal with planning, maintenance, and performance optimization, this new system has implications across the board. Think of it as the ultimate revamp for lifecycle management in mining assets.
Basically, if you've ever found yourself wrestling with spreadsheets, and let's face it, who hasn't, this is going to be a game changer. We're talking about cutting manual work and improving efficiency on a massive scale.
Right. In this episode, we'll walk through the phased implementation plan for AMT, which is quite strategic. We'll detail how phase one is rolling out specifically for Onslow beginning in December 2024 and what it means for key deliverables like life cycle, cost analysis, master data, and system readiness.
And look, there's even a few surprises in the mix, like new tools for long-term planning and budget forecasting. But we're not just here to pitch software features. We want to show how these changes can actually make life out in the field a whole lot easier.
Exactly. Consider this your guide to understanding how these innovations are reshaping mining technology. And there's a lot to unpack. So let's get started. All right, as promised, let's get started with phase one of the AMT implementation. This phase zeroes in on standalone upstream processes covering tasks like lifecycle cost analysis, strategy optimization, and even reimagining how asset registers are handled. Let's break it down.
And these aren't just nice to have features, they're essentials. The rollout at Onslow Major is set for December 2024 really marks a shift. Companies like ours are finally catching up with what the tech can really do for mining operations.
Exactly. Some of the critical deliverables include generating what we call life cycle cost profiles. These are detailed breakdowns of expenses based on maintenance tasks and asset performance over time. It's about making informed, data-driven decisions so costs aren't just reactive, you know?
Yeah, it gives teams out in the field clarity too, not just some big spreadsheet buried in the back office. I mean, put simply, this kind of visibility saves everyone at every level a lot of headaches.
And another key transformation is centralizing the management of asset registers. Up until now, systems like Pronto worked well enough, but implementing AMT, that's going to elevate the entire data model for mining assets.
Right. Pronto has its place, but let's be honest, moving to AMT as the main hub, that's like going from a toolbox to a precision machine shop. With the way it supports strategy optimization, maintenance scheduling, and even downtime analysis, it's night and day.
True, but of course, transitions like this don't come without challenges. Integrating data across platforms, ensuring seamless communication between systems, those are significant hurdles, yet the long-term benefits outweigh the initial growing pains, especially for sites like Onslow.
Yeah, it's kind of like breaking in a new set of boots. There might be some blisters early on, but once you're past that, nothing else fits quite the same. And really, it sets the groundwork for future phases, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a stepping stone for phase two and a broader enterprise-wide rollout. But for now, phase one is designed to prove the concept through a focused, effective deployment at Onslow. It's all about setting a strong foundation.
Well, with tools like this, the future of mining is looking smarter every day.
Exactly, Andrew. And speaking of smarter mining, one area where we're already seeing major improvements is in efficiency and decision making. For example, automated maintenance budgeting isn't just a time saver. It produces budgets that are quicker, more accurate, and remarkably consistent across the board.
Yeah, it means you're not stuck trying to piece together numbers from separate systems. Everything comes together in a way that actually makes sense. And I got to say, it's a breath of fresh air for anyone who's had to deal with fragmented processes.
Exactly. And then there's asset health tracking. With AMT, you have real-time access to the status of your equipment at Onslow MAJ. For instance, these tools will enable the team to monitor machinery performance continuously. They'll be able to use advanced analytics to predict and even prevent downtime.
It's not just theory either. It's worked. I remember back at a coal site, we implemented something similar. within the first quarter, we reduced unexpected maintenance events by 25%. That's the kind of impact we're expecting with AMT.
Great example, Andrew. And then there's the streamlined data synchronization processes. This essentially removes the guesswork. AMT integrates tools like Pronto and Coupa into a unified platform. So instead of jumping between fragmented data sets, every critical metric is in one place.
And let's be honest, it's not just about the numbers. It's about what they let you do. You can respond faster, plan better, and frankly, keep up with a workflow that's always in motion out there in the field.
Right, and then we have lifecycle management analytics. This is where AMT truly shines. With its decision support capabilities, managers can simulate different scenarios like changing machine lifespans or maintenance schedules, and immediately see the implications for cost and operations. It's the data-driven approach we've all been aiming for.
And it cuts through the noise, doesn't it? You're no longer working off gut instinct or incomplete reports. This kind of precision changes how decisions get made from the front line to the boardroom.
Absolutely. By combining concrete metrics with predictive tools, AMT empowers teams to shift from reactive to proactive strategies. The results, as seen in phase one outcomes, are more efficient resource allocation and reduced operational bottlenecks. It's a clear step forward for mining tech.
And just like that, we pivot from handling chaos to driving strategy. It's real progress for the industry.
Building on the success of phase one, one of the most exciting aspects of AMT's roadmap is its evolution in phase two. This next step includes integrations with Dynamics 365 and extends AMT's functionalities to all AMG sites by 2025. It's where AMT goes from a proven tool to a fully integrated enterprise solution, setting the stage for even greater transformations.
And integration is the key word here. It's about all the systems talking to each other, Pronto, Coupa, Dynamics. So you're actually getting the most out of the data. No silos, no double handling.
Exactly. What's especially transformative about phase two is how it handles data integrity and automation. By having a unified system, AMG can scale operations far more effectively. Let's take iron ore and lithium projects as examples. Two incredibly dynamic sectors. With AMT, the transition from planning to execution becomes much smoother, entirely data-driven.
It's funny, isn't it? When you're on site, data-driven might not seem like much of a big deal. But then you realize how, I don't know, even a 10-minute delay from missing info can wreck a whole week's schedule. This stops all that.
Right. And agility, that's another advantage. On mining projects are never static. They evolve as market demands change. AMT solutions provide that adaptability. Teams can adjust timelines, reallocate resources, and fine-tune strategies without losing sight of the big picture.
And you're not chasing your tail all the time, which is half the battle out there. The system practically works with you rather than making you work for it. That's what makes mining scalable at this level.
Absolutely. But at the heart of these changes is the leadership driving the implementation. Experts across AMG are taking years of experience in ERP upgrades and applying best practices to make the system truly fit for purpose. It's about making automation actually serve the people using it.
And that's something you can't overlook. It's not just about slapping some fancy software onto your processes. It's about bringing everyone along for the ride, showing how this tech makes their jobs easier, better, more effective.
Exactly, Andrew. What we're seeing here is a shift to not just bridging gaps, but building a foundation for sustainable, intelligent operations. Innovations like AMT are reshaping how the entire industry approaches asset management.
It's the kind of progress that keeps our sector moving forward. And yeah, I'd say it's about time for it.
So as we've explored how AMT reshapes asset management and builds intelligent, sustainable operations, it's clear we're witnessing a pivotal moment in mining technology. Let's take a step back and consider the broader narrative, how phase one laid the groundwork for what's coming next.
Yeah, and we've laid it out, whether it's crunching life cycle costs or finally getting rid of fragmented processes. AMT is not just another tool. It's a whole rethink of how things get done.
Exactly, the ability to centralize data, automate processes, and most importantly, make informed decisions. These are the hallmarks of a smarter, more efficient approach to asset management. And as we've seen, sites like Onslow are leading the charge, setting a strong precedent for what's possible.
It's like we've been saying, this isn't just about software. This is about setting people up for success from the field to the office. It's making mining operations scalable and, well, let's be real, a bit less stressful.
And we shouldn't overlook the long-term potential. By phase two, with systems fully integrated across AMG sites, we're not just talking about efficiency gains, we're talking about transforming the way the industry operates at its core. It's innovation with real purpose.
Couldn't put it better myself. And if there's one thing to take away from today, it's this. AMT isn't just a tech upgrade, it's a mindset shift for smarter mining.
Absolutely. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in to this deep dive into mining technology. We hope you found it insightful and, more importantly, practical for your own operations.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Keep pushing forward. And if today's conversation sparked questions or ideas, well, that's what this platform's all about.
On that note, we're wrapping up for today. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for excellence in everything you do. Take care.
See you next time, folks.